Asa Hutchinson has been sworn in for his second term as governor of the state of Arkansas. Yesterday, he delivered his State of the State address to the 92nd General Assembly inside the state capitol in Little Rock. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more on the governor's agenda for the new legislative session.
A lot of attention is given to political races. But with the Arkansas legislature now in session, Governor Asa Hutchinson wants to look ahead and refocus on the purpose of his office.
As we convene today to begin a new term in office, we can rejoice that the election is over. The seasons have changed, and we are now entering the winter of hard work. As we do so, we are reminded that the true purpose of political victory is service. A simple but profound phrase, we serve the public. Not a party, not personal interest, we serve the public.
While a lot of political discussions focus on divisiveness, the theme of Hutchinson's speech was unity.
Now, as we consider the upcoming session, we also realize very quickly that there is nothing that we can do alone. It takes all of us working together for the people of Arkansas. And if we toil well and together, then this spring we will be able to see the first fruits of our labor. And in due time, we will enjoy the full harvest when good policy strengthens public confidence. And when good policy builds hope, and when good policy serves the cause of justice.
Before addressing his agenda for the new session, Governor Hutchinson reflected on his successes, which include nearly 1,000 fewer children in foster care, reducing the prison population growth rate to 1% annually, and deploying broadband internet to every school in the state.
Together, we have lowered taxes for everyone making less than $75,000 in this state. And we have recruited industry to this state, from Sig Sauer in Jacksonville to EnviroTech in Helena, West Helena, to Glatfelter in Fort Smith, to Conifex in El Dorado and Glenwood, with hundreds more businesses moving here or expanding in our state.
Governor Hutchinson's proposed budget includes additional funding for public safety, $60 million for raising the minimum teacher pay, a $1.1 million increase for the Division of Agriculture, a $1.5 million increase for the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences, and continuing to fund crisis stabilization units with $2.5 million annually. Hutchinson also wants to continue supporting his computer science initiative.
Last school year, we were at about 6,000. And this year, we have more than 8,000 students in high school taking computer coding. That is a 30% increase. And one of the key results of this initiative is that more technology companies are locating in Arkansas or being created here. One of my goals for Arkansas is to be a hub of technology companies that will provide new opportunity and diversity to our economy. For that reason, I'm calling for the creation of a private sector technology and innovation council. This innovation council will bring industry leaders and technology entrepreneurs together to create new energy and support for tomorrow's problem solvers and thought leaders in software design, cybersecurity, data analytics, blockchain technology, and all those other things that you're experts in.
Hutchinson says the third phase of tax cuts is planned for this session. He says 90% of Arkansans have received a reduction in taxes during the implementation of the first two phases of the tax cut plan.
And while I wanted to simply flatten the rate for all taxpayers to 5.9% over the next 4 years, the task force wisely said we should also simplify the rate structure and to raise the standard deduction for taxpayers. The result is a plan that we call the 2-4-5.9 plan. It will set Arkansas on a path to be competitive with our surrounding states, to attract new investments and talent in our state, and to continue our vigorous economic growth. We will work with you to make sure that this plan reduces taxes and that we will hold everyone harmless so that no taxpayer will see any tax increase.
Hutchinson says the new plan reduces revenue by $47.4 million in the first year.
But everyone should also note that in the same year, we will be reducing the grocery tax by $61 million. And then the low income tax goes into impact to effect. That's $50 million. And so the total tax reductions will be around $158 million. Now, for those who are concerned about the tax cuts and meeting the other needs of our state, please note that in the last 4 years, we have cut taxes carefully. And we have continued to invest in education, in prisons, public safety, and even funding expanded Medicaid in this state. And we have set aside during that same time over $125 million in savings. Those commitments remain. Carefulness, commitment, meeting our obligations in education and services. But let's not take our eye off the ball in the importance of competitive tax rates in this state.
Yesterday afternoon, Democratic Party of Arkansas representatives shared their vision for the new session. Representative Jay Richardson of Fort Smith gave the address from the old Supreme Court room in the state capitol.
We believe in giving every working Arkansas family tax relief through an earned income tax credit and making a meaningful investment in pre-K for the first time in a decade. And we know our roads need to be rebuilt.
While they do believe in tax cuts, Representative Megan Godfrey of Springdale says they don't completely support the governor's plan.
We worry that the proposed tax breaks for high-income earners will reduce our revenues even further, and we know that will come at the expense of our roads. We agree with the governor that Arkansans need tax relief, and that's why we know we can work with our Republican colleagues on a tax package that centers around middle class and working families.
The 2019 session continues today in Little Rock. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.